Hey, Fib Nation, welcome back to another episode. I am happy to have you join me today, and I want to dive into a topic that just seems to be prevalent right now. Sticking around long enough to win. Most people give up before they succeed. Hi, I'm YDiv, your biz BFF and favorite online mentor, and you are listening to the Fib Nation podcast. Thank you for being a part of my day today. Now, let's dive into sticking around long enough to win and most people giving up before they succeed. In this online business space, it's very, 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 very fast and furious. It's very quick. It moves and evolves and transforms rapidly. And like I've said before previously, is that the industry eats its own. And so it will absolutely morph into something else in the next 3 to 6 months because we are exponentially changing the landscape of this online space. Does that mean that building an online business isn't valuable? On the contrary, it absolutely is. But it means that the ways that we have been taught, strategies that we have been sold, all of these things that that maybe we are following or learning or adhering to or grasping towards is going to shift and pivot. It just will. Now, that being said, the main crux of today's episode about sticking around long enough to win, let me side note this, most people don't. Most people give up before they succeed. But let me go back now, off of my side note. This episode about not winning, not achieving the win, not following through to the win has less to do about strategy than it does about consistency. And we are moving and finding ourselves more in a space where consistency is going to be the differentiator. That's going to be what separates us from anyone else is consistency. Because most people, let me give you an example, will find a strategy that seems to resonate or the person teaching the strategy seems to resonate. And they will dive into that strategy. And even when they start to chip away at it, and it's like, you know what, this is not sustainable for me, or this is not exactly what I need for my business. Valid, very valid thought process is that most people will come across at some point in time when they are learning a new skill or applying a new strategy to their business online. But most people come across that and they don't reflect on identifying that's what is happening, is that it's not fitting into where they are in their world, their personal lives, their business lives, their goals, their future, their achievements, what they're trying to accomplish. They don't recognize that that's what it is. What they do then is they drop the strategy at all costs. And so they never maximize any wins from it, not even an awareness that the strategy is not what they want to pursue, not just the fact that the strategy doesn't work, right? So most people quit. Most people quit on the strategy. Most people do not hold on to consistency. They do not stand the test of time. They do not stick around long enough to see the success of their efforts. Part of that is because we are impatient. When we apply something new, when we are consistent, we have benchmarks in our mind based on what we have learned and what we have seen of where we think that we should see measurable results from it. And one, if we're not even measuring the results or have a baseline with which to measure from, then we definitely have no concept of where that's going to begin or end. But when we have a preconceived idea of where the results are measured from someone else's external vantage point, then we try to apply those to ourselves. And what happens when we apply those to ourselves, it is an absolute cutting ourselves off at the knees approach to where our business is, because there are so many other factors to win somebody recognize a success in a moment or in a section of their business or in a point in time, that it's not necessarily the strategy that got them there, but the combination of everything that they had done working up towards that. The one measurement that they stayed with was absolutely staying consistent, standing the test of time. They didn't give up. They didn't back down. They didn't go off and try something new to just try something new. They didn't allow themselves to run into the face of a shiny object and pivot because of that. And let me give you some very, 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 very specific examples. In this online space, you can create memberships, you can create mini products, you can create big courses, you can be a creator in general, you can do a lot of different things, and there are tons of people that will absolutely sell you a process on how to complete any one of those particular items. Now, say you're in it as you come into this industry as a course creator, you're going to build a course, you're going to sell your course, you're going to move into the world of generating online revenue. That's your first entry point, right? Valid entry point. Nothing wrong with that. But then along the way, you're going to have somebody or someone's ads or someone's questions or the algorithm of social media on its own dish up to you about memberships. And all of a sudden you're like, ooh, let me generate revenue that way. So now you've got the course stuff that you were learning, you're starting to apply it, never quite fully finished it, you haven't fleshed out all of the pieces yet, and then now you're into the membership. That's shiny, that's new, that's exciting, the possibility that may or may not exist behind it before it gets to be stale knowledge. That is also a valid way to generate revenue. Memberships are great. Courses are great. Mini courses are great. Low ticket offers are great. There's always going to be something that's great. 99.9% of what's in this online business industry is great. It's just we hop from one thing to the next to try to decipher what it is that's going to produce for us that quick magic win. When none of it does, that's the one thing, not a single part of these good pieces in this business can give you. They can't give you a quick magical win. They cannot produce something for you before the time is right, before you have put in the reps, before you have done the work, before you have continued, and you would not let anything come in the face of your success and stop you. Now, what happens then if you have done something like that? I certainly have. I am not immune to this. In fact, my creator urge is strong, and I love testing. I love checking out what I can create. And fortunately, now at this period of time, because I've been doing this for over 7 years, specifically in this industry, entrepreneurship for most of my adult life, but in the online space for more than 7 years, I can whip that out pretty quickly, right? So I can actually flesh out an idea in probably an afternoon, and then turn around and determine how I can apply it and move through the space of, does this make sense or not? What I have to focus on remembering, though, even though I'm quick at that and I'm good at that at this point, I've honed that skill to be able to make sure that I'm not running away with an idea that ends up being 3 months down the road and I haven't produced anything or stuck around long enough to win on any part of it. Thing I have to remember is that I need to be able to let it go and walk back to what is working. I need to be able to take my creative ideas that I feel are inspiring for myself and for others. Walking this path can be inspiring, but it doesn't pay the bills per se, right? It can be a test. It can be an analysis. It can be keeping a finger on the pulse of what's going on in the industry. All of that, sure. I can even convince myself that spending all the time into that is all it is, when no, it's just that I enjoy the shift to something new. new, so a new creative endeavor, but I have to remind myself consistently that I too need to stick around long enough to win, because my winning or lack thereof is on me. It's not on someone else's strategy that I invested in and didn't turn around and produce results or financial gain for me immediately after applying it. That's not it. That strategy, more often than not now, is going to be beneficial if it works for you, if you play the long game with it, if that's the one that you want to sit with. If it doesn't, then the ability to see it through is on you, as much as it is on me when I do the same thing. We are impatient by design. Humans are. We want to hop to the next thing when we flip a switch in our mind and determine that the thing that we're working on is no longer effective. Not because we just want to hop to the next shiny object, but because we know then, by analysis of ourselves and our actions, that we have put in everything necessary to see it succeed, to see it through, to be in that moment, that period of time, that period of creation long enough to see a win. We have to be able to assess that for ourselves, because if we are not leading ourselves first, then it's going to be very difficult to lead a lot of other people in our online business space, which is very, very doable. Let me give you another example. Content, for instance. There are trends and new things and multiple generations that love different kinds of content. There's fun things that are exciting to see, and we marvel at watching people's creativity blossom inside of something, and yet then we attempt it ourselves and it doesn't work. We see people do something as a trend in the online space, the content space, and we're just like, that is definitely not for me. That is not something I want to do. But we can also get stuck in the process, the loop of assessing all of these trends, running the bandwidth of, is this what I do? Do I test this next? Do I take this on next? What am I going to see next? If we are not setting ourselves up for consistency over time, even utilizing automation in order to do so, then we are selling ourselves short and running back into that problem of not sticking something through long enough to see it win. Content creation is as simple as showing up with something written, recorded, clips. I mean, there's a million different ways to do it that can be efficient, can be produced over a course of, not over a course, but it can be produced by repurposing longer form content. You can write a longer form post and then repurpose that into multiple posts throughout the week. You can write a long form post on a regular basis, which I highly suggest if you're not used to creating content, start there, because you don't have as much editing or video or prepping to get ready for, whatever it is, content. You just write. You write and you start there and hone that skill there. When I tell people that the very foundation of producing content starts with writing something authentic, most of them like, yeah, that's too simple. It's too easy. Oh, I challenge you to take that simple and easy and apply it and see how well you do. Give yourself 90 days. I don't want a 30-day commitment. I want to see 90 days of something to see if you can stand the test of time. And then see that your engagement, your content, and your writing ability shifts over that period of time. You learn a new skill. You dive into who you are. You express yourself more. You find yourself along the journey. But why? Because you did not give in or give up before you succeeded. You did not let the fact that immediate results dictated your longevity to stay in this race. You did not allow your perception of success or failure, measured by someone else who is on a completely different trajectory than yours at the moment, be what tells you how you are or aren't going to continue with what you're doing. Sustainability. I talk about that a lot. I've got several episodes behind sustainability. Sustainability is going to be your foundation. Consistency is going to be what that which you build on next. Because in this world of online business, it is not difficult to create an online business. It is not expensive to create an online business. In fact, there is so much that is already created that is plug and play out there that is at such a simple price point that everybody should have a side business, at least that they're building towards a future of having a full-time, you know, replacing a full-time income with them, which is possible. Everybody should have that. Everyone should be working on that. Everyone has the dreams and goals and ideas, and most of the people stop, you know, quit before they start. They give up on themselves saying, I don't have it, or I don't know what to do, or I don't know where to go. Why? Part of that is because what they see someone else doing is too overwhelming for them to attract themselves to. So they simply remove themselves from the game altogether. You have to stick around long enough to win. You can win. Majority of people can. I know a ton of small online business owners that absolutely generate revenue in the online space enough to subsidize regular household income, to subsidize their income, to afford extra things for their family or for their goals, to be able to put away for the future, to be able to make ends meet. But most people don't have the capacity to stick it until they win it. And that, my friend, is what I want you to commit to, is that whatever it is that you are working on right now, you do not give up, no matter the highs and the lows, because they both come through, and sometimes on the same day in the same hour, but you stick it through. You see it through. That original goal, that original dream, right now, tap back into that. Why did you start this in the first place? What was the reason? What did you want to accomplish? Tap back into that energy and give yourself a renewed focus of, I'm going to see this through. I'm going to keep going. I am going to see a win from this, whether it's through a strategy that the win is that the strategy produces for you, or the win is that you determine that strategy is not part of your lifestyle. Both are wins, but you articulate to yourself exactly which win that is, so then you can make a shift from there. I want you to tap back into that dream, that goal for why you started this in the first place. And I want you to say to yourself, repeat this after me. I will succeed. I will win. Because I believe that in you. Firmly believe that the capacity for you to be able to win and succeed, no matter if the success looks exactly what you picture or is a version of that which you started with and is even better going forward than what you originally started with. I believe in your capacity to make this work. I also know that the majority of people, not you, because you're committing differently, but I also know the majority of people out there will not see it through to realize that that win is possible. Deal? All right. Now, before I let you go, I already gave you some to-dos for today, some reminders to do, some thought process shifts and perspective changes for today. But if you are not in the Coach Launch Toolkit, I highly suggest you be a part of that for only $7 a month. You cannot afford not to be in there, because every ounce of sustainable business built on consistency exists right there. And I meet with you twice a month in a group format to answer any and all questions that come about. And I will see you progress. I want you to progress. In those Q&As, people bring many ideas to the table, many thoughts to the table. They pick my brain. They ask me questions. What do you see? Why are you creating this? How are you creating this? What are you working on? What's your strategy behind something? All questions are valid and available for you to ask. You just bring them to the table. That is $3.50 per Q&A. And those two Q&As run at least 2 hours. And if you got to go, you got to go. We will definitely get your question answered. But for $3.50 for 2 hours twice a month, that's not even counting the entire library of content, the strategy that's consistent, the strategy that works, the strategy that stands the test of time in this ever-evolving, trendy business world. You can't afford not to do it. So if you're not in there, get in there, coachlaunchtoolkit.com/TK. Or if you just go to coachlaunchtoolkit.com, you will find it as well. I look forward to welcoming you into a community of over 100 at this point of intentional, purpose-driven, heart-centered business owners in the online space who are making a difference in this world. You belong with us in the toolkit. That being said, as always, keep moving forward.